The war was fought over politics and religious hatreds. Johann Ludwig and his people just wanted to be left alone to their own beliefs. But Roman Catholic armies were out to crush their religious freedom. All over Germany, the peoples were under the sword. They were being pillaged and plundered as unpaid armies and bands of mercenaries swept back and forth across the land. The world as they knew it was on fire and devouring the substance of their existence. Johann Ludwig became a refugee in his own land, and his only option was to emigrate. His people began to talk about a better chance at life waiting for them in the new world on the shores of America. Most of the refugees in the Palatinate all had the same goals. They simply wanted a free and safe environment to raise their families. This was becoming more and more impossible in their own homeland. For these reasons, groups of people traveled down the rivers west of the ocean to reach a ship to take them away to freedom, liberty, and the right to choose one's own path and destiny. The scene was set for a mass migration. Johann Ludwig heard the news that was spreading not only across Palatine, but across all of Western Europe. There was the chance of land ownership in the new world of America. All the land of Europe had been owned and controlled by the rich elite for centuries. The peasant farmers that worked the fields had no right to the bounty they produced or the homes they lived in. The thought of being able to raise your family on property that you self-owned was unheard of. Johann Ludwig and his people remembered that a few years back in the spring of 1709, about 7,000 harassed Palatines had enough. They left their homes, the dearest spot on earth, where their heart always returns. They left their close-knit family and familiar surroundings and traded it all for a chance of a better life in the new world. They had heard the message of William Penn. Pamphlets descriptive of his holy experiment were printed in English, Dutch, and German, and were scattered over South Germany. All the conditions were ripe for a speedy settlement of Penn's province in Pennsylvania. So, at the invitation of Queen Anne, they sailed down the Rhine River to Rotterdam and sailed on to America. Johann Ludwig had read the books and papers that were dispersed in the Palatinate. The Queen's picture was on the book, and in gold letters it was called the Golden Book. It was to encourage the Palatines to come to England so they could be sent to one of Her Majesty's colonies to be settled there. But Johann Ludwig did not come with the first wave of immigrants. The first ones to leave were in a destitute condition. Once they arrived in England, they became completely dependent upon the charity of the people in England to provide for all of their needs. A large number that came to England in 1709, and after having suffered great privations, returned half-naked and in despondency to their native country of Germany. Thousands died for want of sustenance, medical attendance, and from other causes. Many perished while traveling on ships and were buried at sea. The survivors were transported to the English colonies in America. Several immigrants had embarked for the Scilly Islands southwest of England, but they never reached their intended destination and were presumed to be lost at sea. Shortly after Penn returned from America to England, he made his third visit to Germany. Johann Ludwig did not hear him speak in person, but his message reached his ears. The people of the Palatines had been under persecution from one force or another most all of their memory. Penn promised great opportunities were awaiting those who would emigrate to the land of promise in America. He was on a religious pilgrimage, preaching the tenets of the Quakers, whose society as a religious sect he had founded. The German converts to Quakerism had learned to honor and trust Penn. Some of their kinsmen came along with him on his third visit back to the Palatinate. They proclaimed to them his province in Pennsylvania had already established civil and religious liberty. Some interested parties who had visited the colonies returned to their homes in Europe and gave the most glowing and exaggerated accounts of the newly found paradise.